Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, let's talk a little Aaron Rodgers. When you actually look at the numbers, it's pretty startling. And I didn't think it was going to be like this. I didn't think this guy was going to be on pace to throw for 40 touchdowns 6 games in. And I know, you know, people get bothered by the on pace thing. If anything, I would think it would get better, right? As he gets more used to the offense, more used to his weapons. The offensive line seems to be improving. The run game's getting better, which only helps him. Who knows? Maybe they bring in another receiver. He got Freiermuth involved in the last game, and I know it was against the Bengals. But the bottom line is he's having a good year, and he's on pace to smash the Steeler record for touchdown passes. He's on pace for 40. He's been their best player, in my estimation. I didn't think that was going to be the case. I thought he would be winnable with, he'd be okay, but I thought there was a greater chance of bust than boom, and he's way closer to boom. He's not tearing up the league like MVP Aaron Rodgers, but he's been very good. And limits these, in my estimation, I'm not talking about the best quarterbacks. The best quarterbacks in the NFL, to me, Josh Allen is one of them. Lamar Jackson's one of them. Joe Burrow's one of them. Patrick Mahomes. To me, those are the best quarterbacks in the league. You know, if I was choosing to win this year and they were all healthy. That's not the question here. The question is, who's having the best season so far? And I think the five guys that are having the best season so far, in order, I might add, are Baker Mayfield, Drake May, Matthew Stafford, Jared Goff, and then a tie between Prescott and Mahomes. Mahomes, by the way, has 5 rushing touchdowns, and all his weapons are just getting in place. So when we have this conversation about 6 weeks from now, he may be number one. Drake May has been a revelation. Did you see the scramble he had yesterday? And he had 2 phenomenal plays yesterday.
Very impressive.
Drake May is completing 75% of his passes, 12 touchdowns, 2 picks, and a 116 rating. So you want to call it a top 6, a 6-pack, you might say, limits, right? It's Baker, Drake May, Stafford, Goff, Prescott, and Mahomes. Right after that, some might say in that group, I'll say the next group, who's having the best season so far? Danny Dimes, Sam Darnold, Aaron Rodgers, Josh Allen, Jordan Love, Jalen Hurts, and Bo Nix. That's 7. So that's about your top 13 right now. Any quibbles with anything I've said so far, limits?
No, I do like your first tier. I feel like you can even move Josh Allen up to that first tier. He's still played at a very elite level for me. His defense has let him down. I know you watch the Bills a little bit more closely than I do, but I still feel like he's in the top tier.
Yeah, like I said, this is just based on season so far, and he's taken a little bit of a dip. He hasn't had great games. Jalen Hurts still not getting enough credit. 11 touchdowns, one pick, and 185 yards rushing with five rushing touchdowns. He wins, and by any means necessary. And yesterday, it was opening up the offense and going to Smith and A.J. Brown. But I guess the overall point here is Aaron Rodgers is in that realm, in that conversation of who's having the best season among quarterbacks in the league. He's probably the second tier of that, but a great game or two from being in that top six limits. Do you disagree with that?
I don't. Like, if he goes out there and shreds a good Green Bay defense with Micah Parsons coming off the edge, with a little bit of a revamped secondary, but I think is a pretty solid team, on a national stage against a team that many people have coming out of the NFC to go to the Super Bowl, yeah, that should change the mind of a lot of people nationally.
He has absolutely and indisputably been better than I thought he would be. He can still make ridiculous throws off a variety of platforms, off 1 foot, you know, on the run, sidearm. His deliveries are impeccable. He's made incredible throws back shoulder down the sidelines, or even front shoulder down the sidelines. Amazing throws. The one, like the play that'll generate, you know, the most passion and excitement from that first drive the other night, since he was, of course, the touchdown, when he had the ball for 8.5 seconds and ran around like vintage Aaron Rodgers or vintage Ben. In fact, I heard Max Starks say that night, that look, that was shades of, you know, vintage Ben Roethlisberger. 8.5 seconds. But the throw of that drive was the one along the right sidelines, and he's made this type of throw a lot of times this year. Just an absolute laser to DK Metcalf. So he's been just way better, and I was concerned after the first game about his mobility, and he's certainly not prime Rodgers there, but he's not that far off. He's way more mobile than I thought he'd be, to the point where he is making throws on the run. Think about the Connor Hayward touchdown from a couple of games ago, where it was just roll right as far away from Myles Garrett as humanly possible, direct traffic on the way, go a little ad lib, tell Connor Hayward to go in the where to go in the end zone, and then on the run, just fire the cannon for a, you know, just a low dart in the end zone. He's been way better than I thought he'd be. How about you? 412-928-9370. This was a good pickup. This is a guy that you could win a playoff game with. Unfortunately, the better he looks, it's been proportionate. As he starts to look better and better, the arrow going up, the defense begins to look worse and worse. And I think it's indisputable that was one of the most embarrassing defensive performances of Mike Tomlin's 19-year tenure. That was an abomination in Cincinnati with a 40-year-old Joe Flacco looking like if he needed to in that game, could have rolled up 50 or 60 points.
Yeah, it's frankly undeniable. I mean, think about this too. If we can pinpoint one area of the Steelers' defense as the biggest problem, I don't know if that's even possible, considering the struggles of Porter, looking old, and Ramsey, with the defensive line not being able to stop the worst rushing attack in football that averaged, 56 yards per game.
Right. Darius Slay looks like he's 100 years old. He looks older than Marlon Humphrey at this point. Joey Porter Jr. can't cover anybody unless he holds them. Can you imagine if he didn't hold people on every play, what that would look like?
Joey Penalty Jr., he's been dubbed.
Alex Highsmith was a no-show with zero pressures. T.J. Watt has 4 sacks on the season. They promised they'd play Herbig, and then they didn't play him a lot in that game. And then the defensive line just got ransacked. Other than that, it went well.
Yeah, Herbig had 22 snaps on dropbacks in that game for Cincinnati. 22 of 56 dropbacks he was on the field for.
Let's hear from folks.
I don't get it. Here is Randy. He's in Butler to chime in.
Hey, Randy.
Hey, guys. Surprised I actually knew who I was. I guess because I call all the time.
Are you from Butler, Randy?
Shakora, actually.
Shakora. That's more that's more Yawk than Butler, if I'm not mistaken, although I could be mistaken. Am I?
Yeah, it's all farmland out that area.
Do you remember the Butler Junior High School when it was the you had the seating above the gym so people would sit up there and look down into a bowl? Do you remember that junior high school or no?
No, not really.
That's okay. I used to coach basketball there, and I remember it fondly. What's on your mind?
Surprise about Rodgers. I had my doubts at the beginning, but the way he's playing, if we continue the whole season like that, I only feel that he might get a little better. As like you guys said, he gets comfortable with the offense and the play script, and still not comfortable with Tomlin, but hey, everybody is. Other than that, if the defense starts showing up, we might have a chance to win a playoff game this year.
Yeah, but that's
and
the problem
that would be
now.
A nice play.
That's the problem. Well, yeah, I just mentioned some of these quarterbacks.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radnor, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcast.
And you could see a bunch of those guys. I mean, pick one is what I mean. Out of Daniel Jones, Patrick Mahomes, Drake May. You want to see him again? The only reason the Steelers won that game, and they had something to do with it, was because the Patriots put the ball on the carpet. Drake May was unstoppable in that game. He lined up in empty sets with, you know, five receivers and absolutely carved the Steelers in that game. And then they had the nerve to say afterward that, you know, we knew we were going to get to him and he was going to fumble. Okay. That'll be the plan next time. We'll see what happens in a rematch if they put the ball on the carpet five times or whatever it was in that game. That kid's an absolute star. I have zero confidence suddenly in the Steelers defense. None. I was fooled. Silly me. I was fooled by their performances, and I shouldn't have been, by the way, in Minnesota. Because as destructive as they were in that game, they also gave up a bunch of ridiculous plays that got the Vikings back into the game, and they almost lost the game at the end. Who's next?
And remember, we were about to apologize to the Steeler defense a week ago before this.
I did apologize to, remember that topic,
yeah,
limits?
The apology.
Is it too early for I'm sorries? And I said, not for Aaron Rodgers. I'll say I'm sorry about that opinion, but I need to see more from the Steelers defense. And more turned out to be Joe Flacco.
Here is JD in Scott Township.
Hello, JD.
Hey, Joe. How you doing, bud?
Good. What's up?
First off, condolences on your loss to your family.
Thanks, man. I appreciate that.
Indeed. I was telling limits. I know you had the autopsy with the game. Here's where the game went south. Correct me if I'm not wrong. When they tried that stupid tush-push play on 4th and 1, what, they have $100 million worth of players on the line and the whole team, the whole offense? How can you not get a legitimate first down?
Well, they did. That's the thing. But who jumped on that play, limits? Remind me. Who jumped on the play? Do you remember, sir?
I think it was the center. I'm not certain.
I can't remember, but I don't hate the play. I mean, it's oh. By the way, did you see what Minnesota did to stop the tush push yesterday, guys?
I did not.
They had their nose tackle lay down on the field, lay down and crouch up like he was taking a nap right across from the ball. Limits, did you see that?
I did see that, yeah. Just basically to clog up space
that
so that the center could not move forward.
Brian Flores, that was his idea. I don't mind the tush push play, though. Sir, I don't.
I hate it. I hate it. We got too much offense. That big Mount Washington could have gone in motion, flipped the ball. You can't stop the guy. I mean, get a first down. It's so frustrating when they don't get first down.
I hear you. I hear you. The problem there to me, though, was that the guy jumped. Who's next, Limits?
All right, let's go.
The flea flicker I had a bigger problem with. Well, why do you need a flea flicker then? And I thought there was, for as well as the offense played, and they're by far not the problem from that game, sometimes it's all relative to what your own defense and the other offense is doing. Do you know what I mean? Like sort of reading the game like, oh, we can't stop Joe Flacco, but they can't stop us from running the ball. And I thought in certain instances that this, it would have behooved the Steelers to dummy down that game and just keep running it and keep the ball for long periods of time.
I agree.
But in the end, I can't complain. You have the highest paid defense in the world and you put up 31 points. You need to win 100% of those games.
Control the clock, control the tempo. They had plenty of opportunities to be able to do it. The flea flicker was a dumb idea. I do like the tush push play. Like we saw it work in the game against Cleveland. If they didn't move, it would have worked again.
And it's not hindsight, by the way.
No.
It's not hindsight on the flea flicker. And that's why... You know, it bothers me when everybody says, oh, if the play works, it's a great play. If it doesn't work, it's a bad play. No, if you would have told me before the play, I would have said, that's a bad call. And that's why sometimes I come on the air and defend things that worked out and everybody thinks I'm stupid and they might be right. And sometimes I defend, you know, or rip calls that did work because it was just a bad idea.
Well, and Aaron Rodgers checked out of it, too. So he didn't even think
even
that it was a
good idea.
Even he
thought it was stupid.
Right.
Or at least didn't see the right look for it. I mean, at that point, and that's Artie sometimes gets a little too cute. And while the offense played really well, by the way, this isn't like a juggernaut offense so far.
No.
But it's been good enough with what is allegedly a historically great defense, right? It should be more than enough what they've done.
Best
was
of
that
all time.
Juan Thornhill?
Juan Thornhill,
we got pieces everywhere.
Best of all time.
They're in pieces everywhere, I guess. Who's next?
Their puzzle is being scrambled on them with Patrick in McKeesport joining us now.
Hey, Patrick. Patrick.
Patrick.
Patrick.
Patrick is gone. He hung up on himself.
Anybody else, or should I tease to the top of the hour?
What do we have coming up, Joe?
A trip around the NFL.
Yes.
Have you gone nuts? We haven't even talked about that yet.
No.
It was a crazy... crazy day in the NFL with a lot of things that directly or indirectly impacted the Steelers.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. That seemed, I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.